Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, Commish, T-E-A-F-L, Commish. It is February 3rd, 2009, show number 35, The Madden Voice, live and direct to you. Thought I'd play some crowd noise. We just had Super Bowl, was it 43? Super Bowl 43, Sunday night, New England, Jesus. Freudian slip there. I was reading some threads about odds of who would win the Super Bowl next year. I'll talk about that in a moment. But the Pittsburgh Steelers have done what no other NFL team has done, and they have won six Super Bowls by coming back late in the fourth quarter and taking down the Arizona Cardinals 27-23. I thought Pittsburgh was that good. I didn't think Arizona was that good until the playoffs, but they certainly showed people what they were capable of. And, you know, if the defense could have had one stop down the stretch, you know, we'd be singing a different song. But they couldn't do it, and the Steelers, you know, Big Ben did it down the stretch, and that catch by Holmes, I'll tell you, right up until today, I didn't think he had his feet in bounds. Every angle I saw, the right foot just didn't look like it tapped. The left foot clearly did, but the right foot looked like it didn't tap. And I saw an angle today, and it looked like he tapped it. So I've got no complaints. He made a great catch. And the Steelers, six-time world champions. Congratulations to the Steelers and all their fans. And congratulations to the Cardinals, too. You know, at 9-7, finishing out the regular season, being blown out by the Patriots. I believe that was the last game or second to the last game of the season, but certainly down the stretch of the regular season, the Patriots or the Cardinals showed nothing and, you know, did what they needed to do in the tournament to make it to the Super Bowl. And, you know, congratulations to them and their fans. And, you know, if you have any thoughts on a Super Bowl or on the commercials, the commercial of the year, of the week or whatever, was the Doritos commercial, I guess submitted by a couple of average Joes who won $1 million. So, you know, anything's possible today, I guess. So congratulations to the Steelers on a great, great win. Got a lot going on tonight. Got some people scheduled to call in throughout the evening. The big, big announcement finally came today, although it wasn't quite as much of a secret as I'm sure everyone wanted it to be. The word had snuck out as I heard about it a few days ago. But nevertheless, the official announcement did come tonight for Players Bowl. I believe it's Players Bowl 7. I'd have to go back and look. Or it could be 8, so Chris might correct me if I'm wrong. But arguably the biggest tournament of the year, arguably, outside of maybe the Madden Challenge Final, which was on ESPN this weekend. Did you see it? What'd you think? Dynasty, who has been on the show a couple of times, won it all and beat out Get Off Me Son, a.k.a. the captain. I've been told that the captain is actually in EAFL Canada. I have not personally confirmed that, but if he is and listening, hey, call in. But Dynasty showed why he's the man right now and won a great game and, you know, did his thing. But beyond that, Players Bowl is April 4th, 2009 in Philadelphia. The full details are out now, and, you know, there'll be a lot to talk about. It's still 2 months away, so, you know, the upcoming weeks, There'll be a lot probably on the boards, on everyone who runs any type of Madden-type podcast or radio show, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of information for everybody to hear, you know. But what I did see was $3,000 guaranteed, and BringIt.com is the official sponsor. So I will be there, and I'm certain that the EAFL will be represented, fairly deeply. We went to Philly the last time for Madden Challenge, 16 deep. We were in Philly, so I would expect about the same at Players Bowl. We're looking forward to it. I'm personally looking forward to being able to go. I could not go last year. And I'm definitely looking forward to going and seeing all my boys again, as well as meeting some people that I may not have met in the past. So looking forward to Players Bowl, April 4th. And we do have a call, so let's go ahead and take this call. And this is 312 area code. I think I have got you. Wait a minute. Here we go. 312. Yes, 312. Yep. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Yo, it's Vince. What's up, T?
Hey, Vince, what's going on, man? Welcome to the
show. Nothing much. Chillin'.
Going to get to you in a minute. I got a couple of issues for you to expand on, so we're going to get to you in one moment. Just hang in there.
No problem.
All right. So tonight we've got some callers calling in. We've got a gentleman calling in probably in about 10 minutes. With some information on Madden 2010, and we look forward to that. Kind of some, there's some loose information out already, and EA Sports has already publicly said that they're going to be much more involved in full disclosure of what's going on with the game, and they're determined to make it a glitch-free game. So we'll see what more we can find out. We also have our good friend Elijah calling in to talk about the tournament. We're going to talk to Vince about that in a few minutes as well. And we have a special musical guest calling in later on tonight. I'm not going to tell everybody who it is, but they will be calling in later on tonight, a special musical guest calling into the Madden Voice. So stay tuned. You know, we want to try to mix it up and make the show entertaining and make the show as unique as possible. As other shows evolve and do their thing, we're going to evolve and do our thing. So, and, you know, the other thing I want to announce is I'm back in the league. Happened about 45 minutes ago. I'm back in the EAFL Major League. I had my Xbox had went down and got it back and then found myself sitting on the waiting list and a victim of the success that I helped create. And I couldn't get back in the league for a while. But as what happens periodically, guys take their spot in the major leagues for granted. And I am back with the Ravens. Ravens are 0-6. I got 10 games to play in less than a week. So I'll be looking for some cooperation from people and some flexibility, but I'm sure I can get done. And, you know, I'm looking to have a good time back in the majors with my buddies and see what we can do. So I'm going to go back to Vince for a minute. We're going to hold off on the tournament talk until our good friend Elijah calls in. We're also hoping to get someone to call in to talk about the Harrisburg Ballers Club's tournament. We could not catch up with T-Boy tonight to see if he would call in, so that's fine. But if anybody went, we certainly wouldn't mind hearing about it. I don't think any EAFL members were there, but nevertheless, we're interested in what went on out in that tournament over the weekend. So if anybody wants to call in and give us some information. Vince, what I wanted to ask you was an interesting thread that I saw on the Madden Lab forums, and Melanie, shout out to the Madden Lab, maddenlab.com. Gambino and Duke. But an interesting thread I saw on a game that you had with a guy from the forums, and you played him on a gamer saloon. And briefly, tell everybody what went on with that game.
Thank you very much. So I'm playing this, I'm on a saloon, and I'm you know, losing a lot of games, losing 10-break games, 5-break games, you know, in the slump. So, his name is Philly Fan. Everybody knows him on TML. He gets on, you know, yap in his mouth, asking me for a game for 15. I'm like, sure, no problem. We play, and I was trying out some new defense against him, and, I lost, and I was like, rematch with 45, and he was cool with that. So I'm thinking that he sent, same rules and everything for 45. Little did I know, after the game was over with, in which I won 20-14, I come back to the site to see that he took the win, and I'm like, okay, get the recorder out, to post a video or something. And he tells me, excuse me, he tells me that he has a 20-point lead in the rules. Now, I didn't play this guy, I'm going to say, well over 30 times. We've been going back and forth, and recently I've just been whooping on him. For him to do this, that's just low, I know it's over the internet, but that's just low, And so I tell Russ.
So what happened was, let me just make sure I understand. So what happened was, you played him in a game, lost, you guys said run it back. You ran it back, kind of assuming the original rule still held. Somewhere in there, he snuck in, unbeknownst to you, the 20-point spread.
Exactly. That's correct.
So to be honest and to be fair, it does fall on you a little bit because you didn't read the rules. And I want to be fair with that, and kind of a warning to everybody out there that there are people out there like this who – frankly, I read it and I was shocked because, I know, some people over at Gamer Saloon, the people that run it, and I think they run a good site, popular site, and usually don't hear about things like this too often. But when I read this, and then when I read through and heard that the same thing had happened a few other times with the same guy, it was like, wow. So the first thing for everybody is kind of make sure you read the rules. Don't assume. Read the rules. Okay, it's kind of like computer rule number one. When you sit on a computer, read the screen. Oh yeah, make sure you read the screen. Same thing with Gamer Saloon or any of these sites. Read the rules. But that said, that's just sad that somebody would feel a need to be sneaky like that and to be underhanded like that. We're trying to build a community here.
We be going back and forth, I go back and forth with like Little Man and Dynasty over Saloon, just talking, stuff. And, me and him had, the same thing. We talk while we talk to each other on AIM while we're playing, just capping at each other. And I've beaten him multiple times, he's beaten me multiple times. It's been to the point where we have a disconnection and he's come through it and, and just was a straight up guy, but it just comes to show you that you really can't trust nobody, over the internet when it comes to playing these money games, unless they're in your crew or you're affiliated with them.
Yeah, it's bad. It really is.
And also posted while he was playing, he was starting to block my field goal at the end of the game because I was driving in overtime to win. Luckily, I got a touchdown, but he gave me my money back, but I had to talk him into doing it. He still
took.
Go ahead,
T.
My bad.
No, it's okay. I'm just amazed and I guess he felt like he did his part by giving you your money back. Because he felt like, all right, fine, I'll give you your money back. Which I guess is better than losing your money, but still, it's sad that now you gotta worry about people being sneaky and. We're trying to build up the community here. And if you go on a site, and I don't go on those sites, frankly, and I have nothing against them, but this is why. Because, I just personally, I work hard for my cash, and, if I'm going to lose money to somebody, it's going to, it's not going to be on a technicality. It's going to be because I got whooped, But I understand, and I wanted to put it out there, so if anybody's listening, I'm not necessarily calling out the fella, but I am calling out what he did, and just want everybody to kind of be on the alert when you go to these sites and you play. Just make sure you know what you're getting into, so you don't get caught. There's a guy that just instant messaged me about getting into the league, and I told him I'm on the show, and he says no. So I'm not really sure why he feels that I can talk to him about getting in the league and post the show at the same time. But dude, you'll have to catch me a little bit later. I'm a little tied up right now. It's kind of funny, actually. but hey, I appreciate your support. Glad you're listening. All right, well, appreciate that, Vince.
No problem.
I'm going to put you back on hold. We have our other caller in, and when we get around to talking about the tournament from the weekend, we will bring you back on.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, and calling in right on time, and I'm impressed with the punctuality. I mean, right on time. Just as my clock turned 9:15, the call comes through. We have now. What do I call you? 405. Got you on the phone now. I have a couple of names for you. You want me to just call you by your regular name or by a nickname, or what should I refer to you as?
Oh, you know, you can just call me Chris. Just, you know, the normal thing.
Okay, Chris. All right, cool. So with us tonight is Chris, and Chris is with Operation Sports. Now, Chris, just, you know, we have a pretty good audience, pretty good number of people out there listening in. Tell everyone exactly what Operation Sports is, what type of site it is, and then your role specifically with the site.
Well, you know, Operation Sports is the leading source of information for sports gaming news, reviews, information, really, just all across the spectrum. You know, we cover just about every game you could imagine sports gaming-wise. And as far as my official role, you know, I'm pretty much anything you see on the front page, it goes through me, except for just the general news items. Steve Noah takes care of that. But I guess if you had to assign me official title, I'd say probably executive features editor is what my title is, even though I do a lot of different things for the site.
Okay. And how long has the site been in existence?
Operation Sports was founded in 1998, so I guess we're on our 11th year right now, so good stuff there.
That's great. And you guys, it appears as I did went on the site today very, very impressive site, I might add. Went on it today. Nice layout, easy to navigate, and you know, really well designed. And I'm not just saying that. I wouldn't say anything if I didn't believe that. But I was very impressed with the setup. But it seems as though you guys also have a pretty unique relationship with EA Sports.
Yeah, those guys. You know, we have the biggest audience as far as sports gamers go on the internet. I mean, we have anywhere from 20,000 to 80,000 people logging on every day to Operation Sports. So, and I don't think any other sports gaming site other than an IGN or something like that has the comparable audience. So we're in a unique position in the fact that 100% of the gamers coming to our site are sports gamers. So it's a really interesting position to be in, but at the same time, I'd say that's probably it seems like it's not just EA Sports. You know, we got the guys from the show, MLB The Show, talking on the phone, guys from NBA 2K. You know, just really developers from about every product you can imagine are on our boards interacting with the community. So if anybody out there is interested in any of those games, you know, you can get direct access to the developers on our forums. So.
Oh, that's great. That is phenomenal. I think a lot of the pure gamers love the ability to be able to talk directly to the designers and developers of the games and, you know, get feedback on what they think and at least know they're being heard. I think that's just a really good feeling. So it's nice to know that your site offers that that ability. That is great, and you know, being number one is a pretty good spot to be in. I like it too, so being number one. Now,
yeah,
I was told that you had some things, you know, as our main focus. While we have guys that play all, you name it, the guys in the EAFL and the guys on the sites that we connect with play. You know, you name the game and they play it. But yeah, obviously the game that keeps us all together is the Madden NFL series. And there were some things that I heard that you might be willing to maybe tickle our appetite with on the 2010 game.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, Ian Cummings, one of the lead producers on Madden, came on to the site. And, you know, he's been revealing just little tidbits of information about Madden, his first real thing he came on the site with was a teaser before the Super Bowl. He came on and said, you know, anything you see on Sundays will be in Madden NFL 10, or 010, my goodness, 10. That's going to be tough to say. That's really weird to say. But
I know, right?
yeah, that's a really weird thing to say. But
2010,
anyway,
Madden, Maybe it'll be Madden 2010. Maybe that'll be what we call it.
Yeah, maybe. I think they're actually going to name it Madden NFL 10, which is just really weird since it's, what, the 20-something, you know, game in the series.
Yeah.
So that's going to be confusing. But, you know, they've set the bar really high for what they want to do, you know. It's kind of I don't know how you can describe it. They really, from what he said, I mean, they would have to develop the greatest football game of all time to meet those expectations that they have raised. So I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but I have pretty high confidence they're going to develop a pretty good game out of this year with that motto going into it, focusing just purely on the gameplay.
Now, you know, a lot of the long time, you know, there's guys like me, fairly old guy here. I ain't going to lie, I'm an old guy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys that have been playing Madden from, you know, the first game. Loyal Madden players, and certainly the game went to another level when they brought in the Madden Challenge, when they went online. So they really broadened their audience, and it seems as though they each year they're doing something to try to appeal to a new fan base. But the one thing that we've heard, particularly guys in the EAFL have heard over the last few years, is the intention to bring in a, I guess, sim, for lack of a better word, game. There's always a desire to bring in a glitch-free game. But do you think, you've been around for a while and then certainly understand the gaming industry in general, is that even possible?
I would say at this point, I don't really want to burst anyone's bubble, but I just don't see the perfect game being released, you know, that balances that sim aspect with fun because and making a game accessible. It's almost impossible to do. And what those guys are saying, I really hope they can back it up. But honestly, it's one of the greatest challenges ever for gaming developers, especially on a one-year cycle, especially on next gen, too, to add to that. So honestly, I just do not see it happening. But I can see them coming out with a game that is one of the best football games to come around in the last decade. So, but what does that mean? It's going to be a perfect sim experience? I just don't think that's going to be as marketable as a game such as the past few years. They have really gone away from trying to be as realistic of a game as possible, which it's debatable they ever have tried that. And they've gone away from that to try to appeal to those Madden Challenge folks, to try to appeal to the general gamers. And it's resulted in a game that has a lot of glitches, a lot of bugs, that sort of thing. So the fact that they have that the QA department at Tiburon has lost a lot of guys due to the economic downturn and layoffs, and simply due to the fact that it's a one-year development cycle, they're going to try really hard, but I got a feeling that the expectations they have raised and the things they want to do, I just don't see them being able to accomplish it on a one-year development cycle with the consoles out there right now.
And just for everybody to know, we are here with Chris, who is, let me make sure I got this right, Executive Features Editor for Operation Sports, a huge, huge gaming website. If it's video gaming, if it's sports gaming, check out Operation Sports. And we're trying to focus our conversation on Madden, but I know a lot of guys in the league, you know, Gears of War, Halo, of Duty, a lot of different games. We actually had a quick conversation. We were talking on one of our threads in the EAFL section of the forums about Fight Night 4 and the clip that they have on the website with Tyson and Ali, and me being a huge Tyson fan from back when he was actually Mike Tyson before this other guy came in and invaded his body, and loving Muhammad Ali. It was just like, wow, you know, to have Ali and Tyson both in that game finally is going to be great. So we got a lot of gaming enthusiasts that also play Madden. And if anybody has a question and they want to get answered, you can call in, of course, at 347-838-9525. You can catch me on Instant Messenger. I'm on right now, and that's EAFL Commissioner on Instant Messenger. And you can, of course, send me an email, although I hear emails played out. But the Madden Voice at EAFLMadden.com if you have a question or a comment. We also have on the line with myself and Chris that just brought in the man that everybody knows and most people love, Coach K, who's also responsible for connecting us with Operation Sports. Coach K, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, what's going on, T? Glad to make it, sir.
Glad to have you here, man.
Kay, did you have a question or a comment? Coach?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I just said, did you have a question or a comment?
Oh, no. I was just saying, you know, hi to you, and I'm glad that Coach could make it in. Good to see that he can make it.
Awesome, man. Glad to be here, you know. One thing I'd also like to add, I don't want to sound too cynical about Madden because I really do believe this year, with the leadership they have and everything, I really believe that this year's game is going to be the best game on next gen. But as far as the expectations of everything you see on Sunday being in Madden, I just don't see that being able to come to fruition. That's an incredibly high bar to set, you know, so I just don't see it.
Yeah, and I, you know, and again, I think, you know, this is about the time where people – you know, the 09 game's been out now 5 months or so, going on 6 months, and so you start to get itchy now. Football season's about over. You got the Pro Bowl, and then that's it. You start to think about spring, and you know, with the exception of some of the tournaments that are going on, and we mentioned Players Bowl coming up in 60 days, and then some of the local tournaments going on, I think people start to they get a little itchy now for the next game, and they want to know and they want to see. Now, something that I read is that apparently this team, and I think it was Ian Cummings that had also released this, one of the things that we've noticed in the past is it really is hard to get information about the game. You really have to, you know, dig and hunt, and then you wonder how much of it is the truth or is this a rumor? Is it really going to happen? They seem to now have taken this approach that they're going to have full disclosure and they're going to have weekly updates and they're really going to plug into the community and let us know what's going on in the game. Did you get kind of the same message from them?
I call this what you just talked about, the Peter Moore effect. Peter Moore, when he came on to EA Sports, he said, you know, we're going to try to be more open with the community. We're going to try to be more open with our customers. We're going to be more accessible. Before, you know, Peter Moore came in, EA Sports was really, you know, it's like trying to get, you know, get into Fort Knox or break out of Alcatraz or something. You just couldn't get the information you wanted. And ever since he's come in, I mean, every single team has just did a complete 180. They're on the forums. They're interacting with the community on a regular basis. I think it's the Peter Moore effect that's fully in place. So, yeah, definitely they're going to be more accessible than ever moving forward. That's Peter Moore's philosophy. And when the boss says, good, get on there, I'm sure they're going to be getting on there and trying to interact with the customers.
Now, do you think, and this is a really good question for myself and the guys in my league, and not sure how much you know, but we've got right now 7 active leagues, so that's about 200 guys that are playing Madden and NCAA football, and then I don't know how many others that we have, a few hundred others that are just in and out of the league, join, play for a few seasons, leave, and that kind of stuff. So, you know, we have a decent-sized community attached with the EAFL. But do, you know, and I have a day job as well where I actually am a banker, and so there's legitimately, okay, we're plugging into the community, and then there's, are you listening? Do you truly get a sense that, you know, you say it's the Peter Moore effect, are they going to listen to us? You know, if we go on to the different forums and they're plugging into your forums and other gaming sites' forums and asking questions, is it to give the perception of, hey, we're hearing what you guys say? Or is this sincerely where someone's actually looking at the comments that make sense, bringing it back and saying, hey, you know, this guy here makes a pretty good point. What do you guys think?
I think this year is where the rubber meets the road for that. Just 100% for sure, we're going to find out if it's really true, because the suggestions, that especially at OS, the suggestions we've had levied to Ian, I mean, if those guys do not incorporate some of that stuff and instead focus on other things, then it's going to be a very clear signal that they are not listening and it's just a show. But, we're going to find out. I mean, the fact that they say they're focusing on the gameplay and that's their number one focus out of everything, trying to get everything on Sundays into Madden, if that's their focus and it really comes to fruition and you see some of the things that guys at sites such as OS and all the other Madden sites out there that those guys frequent, if those things make it into the game, then yeah, I mean, obviously that's a sign that they're definitely listening and they're definitely wanting to improve their products. So we're going to find out this year. I think it really, this is going to be the make or break year for the Madden franchise. If they do not perform and make this game at a higher level than what it is, much higher level, I just don't, I think definitely that the whole NFL exclusivity thing is going to come back and bite them in the rear end this year for sure. Big, there will be a big consumer lashing out against EA.
Yeah, well, I agree. And, you know, and I'll tell you, you know, some of the things that they need to fix are pretty simple. I mean, when you can take Steve Smith and put him at fullback and run fullback dive all day, there's a problem. I mean, that's not rocket science. That's, I don't know how hard it is to actually fix. I'm not a gaming programmer or developer, so, you know, as far as knowing what they need to do to fix it. But some of the things, I mean, in the past, it's been things that people would debate and argue. I don't think there's a person, even guys that use it to win are saying, this is ridiculous. This is too easy. You know, I can just fullback dive down the field all day. And on the other thing, quite frankly, as a guy who runs leagues, is their woeful attempt at a league feature. You know, love the game, support the game, but that was sad. I mean, that league feature that they, unleashed for this game that's out now, I had so many high expectations that we might be able to actually go online with our leagues and go paperless and really make this thing great. And it resembled nothing like I've ever seen. It wasn't even an NFL league. It was just like if you're in your neighborhood and you got five or six guys and you guys want to play a little league, you can do that. But for us serious gamers that actually have 32 team leagues, it wasn't suitable. So, I mean, it's a shame. You know, it really is.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, just think about it. The guys just down the hallway developing NCAA football were able to take a concept known as Online Dynasty and make it real. I mean, granted, there's huge differences in handling the NFL and handling NCAA and all that. But at the same time, if Online Franchise is not in this year's game, it's going to be a huge travesty. I mean, that's simply the only way to say it. It will be a huge travesty, and I just can't see how they won't have Online Franchise in this year's game. If they don't, I mean, really, I mean, what more can you say? I mean, there's nothing more to say. It's just, it's...
No.
Yeah. So
I agree. And I think another thing, to, you know, since we're having this discussion, you know, we have a lot of tournament involvement, and we've had probably just about everybody who runs a major tournament call into this show: Bobby Storm, T-Boy, NJ Rod, A1, Coach, I don't know if I'm missing anybody. Pardon me. Our newest friend, Business First from Virginia, just ran a tournament. So we have guys in our league that they go to tournaments all the time. But, you know, one of the things that we're hearing from the tournament directors is, you know, it's hard to get people to turn out. It's hard to, you know, forget making money. Just if we can do it and break even, it's hard to do that. It's expensive with the equipment, the marketing. People like T-Boy actually even feeds the people, gives them something to eat. You know, it's a lot. And I remember playing Madden on PS2, and it was a pretty decent tournament feature there. It was a pretty decent, you know, you could set up an 8 or 16 or 32-man tournament in there, and it was pretty decent. And then I come over to next gen, and it's not there. There's nothing. It's gone completely.
Yep.
So, that.
Yeah, one of the things that a lot of gamers really don't realize is how tough it is to develop next gen games. I mean, the amount of detail that has to go into these games is just a myth. One of the things you'll notice is that any of the great next gen games, any of the great games on PlayStation 3 or Xbox 360. Have development cycles that are 2 to 4 years. I mean, these games cannot, great games cannot be made in a year on the consoles they are on now. You have exceptions. One of the exceptions is MLB The Show. I mean, it was great from the get-go, but also the company making that game also makes the PlayStation. So obviously you're going to have a pretty decent game if they put their resources to work, right? So one of the things that really is working against sports games as a whole, because there's no just truly great sports game out there. There's a lot of really good games, but there's no all-time classics that I would say will be just as playable in 5 years as they are today. So I just think the big problem with sports games as a whole is the one-year development cycle. There's just not enough time to get in what you want into those games without devoting just an absolutely gargantuan amount of resources. And even then, it would be really tough to get something out that's working right out of the box.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you. And again, it's not my line of work professionally, so I'm not in any position to challenge that. But when we hear things like, you know, let's spend our time bringing in all these great celebration features, but there's no solid league feature, there's no solid tournament feature, you can full back dive up and down like nothing, then us as the layman gamers say, okay, fine, you know, it takes a while to develop these games, but, you know, who are you talking to where your information said that if we put in 50 celebrations that we've just made this game better? Because I don't know anybody, and you know, we're connected to, I know we're not connected, you know, I know there's hundreds of thousands of gamers out there, but we're connected to a lot of gamers, and no one's running around excited about the celebrations, you know? So I just, you know,
yeah.
I just question, you know, I mean, hey, you know, they're a multi-billion-dollar conglomerate, and they spend a lot of money. Madden is their flagship game, so I have a lot of faith that when they make these decisions, they're not making them in a vacuum. But us as the layman gamer, we then question, God, you know, was that the best use of your resources and your time for you to come out with this game? If, in fact, you only got about a year, and then really it's not a year by the time you got to package it and ship it. So now we're talking, what, 8-9 months that you have, you know, was that the best use of your time? And maybe, hey, I mean, I can be wrong. I've been wrong before.
Yeah, no, I think you've hit the nail on the head. I mean, when I say one-year development cycle, I mean, you're talking about, what, 6 months maybe to get features into the game and then another 3 to 4 months to test them and get it perfected. I mean, you're talking about, as far as video game development goes in this day and age, that's a very, very short amount of time. And
right.
The fact that they have been focusing on the wrong things, I think it just boils down to leadership, and that's why there's been huge changes at the top of the ladder on the Madden team. It's because the direction of the franchise just was going away from what it was built on. And the fact that it's no longer the top-selling sports video game in the world, FIFA is, that...
Oh, really?
Yeah, FIFA actually outsells Madden by quite a margin nowadays. Pretty decent margin, a couple hundred thousand.
Okay.
So the fact that, you know, Madden is no longer their top-selling title and the fact sells, I wouldn't say they've slipped too much. There's a number of factors that you could put into that. But the fact they haven't been as strong as what EA probably would like, there's definitely some worry at the top that maybe this thing isn't going in the right direction. But I think right now sports gaming developers are going to end up in a very weird position where they can't develop great games in a year, but they also need to develop great games every year in order to make enough money to sustain development. That's going to be the challenge, especially the next generation of consoles coming out. In what, 2 or 3 more years, is that they're going to have to figure out a way to get what they need into these games, so they're going to have to spread them out over a 2-year period. I mean, this is going to be a very interesting next couple of years to see what they can do and then see if they can sustain this into the next generation, because obviously EA especially just completely dropped the ball the first 2-3 years of next gen. I think Madden 06 on the 360 was the worst Madden game I've ever played. So.
Agreed. So. I was embarrassed to even own it. When they say they're going to connect to the community, do you get a sense that it'll be actually development team members directly doing it? Or, you know, as everyone knows, we've had many of the community leaders on the show. And, you know, will they use the community leaders as their kind of filter, or will these the new members and some of the old members of the development team, will they directly be the ones, you know, connecting with the community? Do you have any feel for that?
As far as on OS, it is directly the developers. I mean, Ian Cummings is a producer on the game. Phil Fraser has come on a little bit. And, you know, there's a couple other guys that have bounced in every now and then. So it's directly the developers. I mean, as far as guys for MLB The Show, that's my favorite sports game going right now. I mean, those guys, I mean, you got guys from all the way up to the top producers, all the way down to the you know, graphics animations guys on there. So as far as that OS, it's directly the developers that are interacting with guys. But also, I don't know where the community leaders program is at anymore. I was one of the original guys on that too, and I honestly have no idea if that's even. I couldn't tell you anything about that. So obviously, it's not them doing that at OS.
Yeah, and honestly, we've had many of the community leaders on, and some speak very well of the program, and others haven't spoke so well of it, and I'm not going to call anybody out, but I think they probably have some interesting thoughts on it as well. And let me also welcome to the show our good friend T-Boy. T-Boy, chairman of the Madden Federation and also the man who runs the Harrisburg Ballers Club, has joined us. T-Boy, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Kamish? How's everything?
Everything is lovely, man. It's good to have you on the show. Hey, did you have any questions or comments for our buddy Chris from Operation Sports?
Well, what I wanted to say was that when at my tournament, I was talking to Nephew, and when at the end of the night, we were talking, and he said that the game is you know, starting to come back as far as the gameplay and the fire and the guys who are playing, you know, like it used to be back in the PS2 days, because the tournaments, you know, like, you know, before, like when 360 was like in 06 and 07 trying to have tournaments, there was no way you would have two events on the same day and get like almost equal numbers. You know what I mean? Like now, the game's not, it's more fire, I think, out there. It's starting to light a fire under everybody, because the new game, the game that's out now, everybody's really starting to feel it. They're starting to get their plays down. They're getting the feel of it. You know, they're getting their user skills together. You know, so I think the 2010 one should be something really special that'll help the tournament scene and everything, because that's what killed it in the first place, because PS2 was the bomb. If you was nice in PS2, you had to have stick skill, you know, and you know, it started getting away from that with next gen. But I think 09 just, you know, is really lighting a fire under everybody, you know. So I guess the 2010 version should be real special.
We can only hope, and I think that's a good point. I think that you bring a really strong point. I mean, there were two regional tournaments this weekend, and from what I heard, both were well attended. Both, you know, people had a good time, and you're right. I mean, we had discussions just 2 months ago about problems in having two tournaments on the same day, and just 2 months later, you know, it really, there were no issues. Both tournaments were well attended and people were happy, and it just got people ready for the next one. So I think that you make a good point there on, you know, and I think when we look at the 2009 game and we start comparing it to 2008 and 2007, I think we can all agree hands down it's the best next gen Madden game we've had, without a doubt.
Yeah, without a doubt.
It's really getting close. It's getting so close to back to. It's actually next gen is catching up to PS2. You know, as far as with the graphics, combining the high definition graphics with the gameplay of PS2. I think that's what they're really working on right now, is trying to mesh the two, because the tournament scene was really off the hook. You could guarantee you was getting 100 guys anywhere when PS2 was out, you know, and that was a popular thing. But I think the guys that, you know, that developers and stuff, they know the drop off and what's happening, you know. Bobby and them is putting a lot in their ear too, I think, you know what I mean, letting them know about what they need to do to fix the game, because he's, you know, a big figure in the Madden community, so they, you know, they kind of go on what he says, and like Rod too, he's real big, so, you know, those guys got a lot of influence on, like, and also Billy Ron, you know, he goes out before the game really is released and let them know how he feels about it, so they really getting it together, man, and I'm excited, because it took away the QB vision, and that's what really, you know, got the game real hot right now because you don't got to worry about that extra moving the light trying to get your receiver an accurate pass, you know.
Right.
And that's bringing it back. The guys are getting hungry. And the guy who really would know that is Young Nephew because, of course, you know, he's 20-some now, but he's been playing in tournaments for, like, last 6 or 7 years. So he knows how it was. He was 14 when it was real hot in the PS2 days. And now he, you know, he even said to me at my event that, man, I think the guys is getting the fire lit back under him. You know, it was like the most guys he said he had seen at one event in a long time for Madden with the cheering and the hypeness in it. So I think they're getting it together. So by 2011, it's going to be off the chain.
I think you're definitely on right there. I mean, there is no doubt that Madden is on its way back. I mean, I don't want to sound too critical like I have this whole time because I really do think that Madden is heading toward the right direction with the new leadership and everything. But as far as setting the bar that high, I don't think they're going to make it. But I also think that this year is going to be by far the best Madden game on next gen. And I don't even think it's going to be close. I mean, this year is going to be probably the best Madden game we've seen probably since, what, Madden? Probably Madden 06 on the PS2 or Madden 04 on the PS2. I mean, it's going to be my prediction is it's going to be a pretty solid game for sure.
Oh, Madden 08 on PS2 was the best game they could ever come up with. So after 08, it was like 09 is just the same thing, you know. But the 08 version on PS2 was the best game ever made, you know, and that was hands down as far as competition with everything with the gameplay, you know, the level of skill you needed to win your games and the excitement and the camaraderie of the guys on that. It was off the hook, you know. Xbox and PS2. So
definitely.
I only go back like 10 years to 1997 actually on the first place.
Yeah. That's about where I started in the community, so about 1997, 1998. So definitely been a long time. Well guys, hate to cut this short, but I definitely gotta run. Gotta go handle some things. So I enjoyed it.
We appreciate you calling in and hope to have you back on again as things start to unfold and more information, you know, becomes available. So appreciate the time and look forward to a great relationship with Operation Sports. And if anybody's interested, go check out operationsports.com. I went there today. There's a lot to see. It'll be well worth your time.
Thanks, man. Really enjoyed it. You know, anytime, just give me a shout out and I will join in. So maybe we'll check in a month or so and see how they're progressing.
Sounds good. Thanks for calling in, Chris.
See ya.
Take care.
How you doing, Coach?
Hey, what's going on, T-Boy?
Ain't much. I've been busy, man. I've been meaning to get back with you. Because you were the only one on my pre-registered list that I didn't get to put a yellow line through, so I know. But I wanted to, you know, let you know about the. I got this real special thing coming up here in May. But what I'm doing now, see, I was closing a 3-month deal on this deal with the Whitaker Center. I'm doing some marketing events for the next 3 months, so I won't be throwing any national tournaments. But I do have something very special coming up that I got a special invitation for you for that.
All right.
You know what I mean? It's something I know you're going to love it. It's going to be at a car show in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. It's in May, so it's going to be warming up. So, you know, I'm sure they, you know, with these drop tops, there's going to be some honeys out there or whatever. I know a lot of y'all guys like to run the Hooters, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. I'm about to say, I'm Coach K's friend. Can you know, don't forget about, I'm his buddy. We're pals. I mean, you know, I know I'm the little guy here. I know Coach K is the you know, larger-than-life figure here in the EAFL, but, I'm here too, man. Don't forget about a brother, you know?
You're definitely invited too, Commiss T. You definitely invited. It's May the 9th I believe that's on a Saturday. It's going to be at Carlisle, PA. That is
it's on the board. Is it on the site yet?
Huh?
Is it on the site yet, on the HBC site?
Yeah, it's not posted yet. You won't. You're getting a sneak preview.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But that's the next thing I got. But what I have coming up as far as Madden is February 21st. I have it's another marketing event for the Whitaker Center in downtown Harrisburg. It's basically designed to target students from 12 to 18 years old to come in, and we want to give them a tour of the Science Center and things like that. But we're using the Madden as a marketing tool and Guitar Hero to get them to come in and play those for some little small prizes. It ain't nothing these big guys are interested in, $150 gift cards, stuff like that. And that's what I'm doing for the next couple of months, a few marketing events. And,
sounds great, man. I love to hear about things that that reach out to that age group in particular. It's such a an important time in young people's lives, and anything that can be done to reach out to that age group and just show them something positive is great. It's great to hear.
Yeah, I called Nephew up, and I was going to call Dynasty up. They're probably going, if there's no other big events going on that date, they said that they would come through and sign some autographs for the kids. They were actually signing autographs at my tournament for the kids and stuff, which was real good to see. You know, the kids were real happy to see them, looking up to them guys, you know. So they said they would come out and make sure they make an announcement to make sure that those kids stay in school. Video games is not everything, but it is fun. Get an education. You know what I mean? Give them a positive message. But we got to make sure we give these kids a positive message when, you know, as adults, you know, out here playing, you know, with these kids, dealing with these tournaments and online leagues and stuff, you know.
Nah, I hear you. Hey, now, tell us... you know, give us the highlights of your tournament. How many heads did you have? How was the food? And I don't even know who won. That's how out of the loop I am.
Oh man, you know what? I got a little slideshow on my website at the bottom, underneath the photos of the champion of the Madden tournament and the Smash Brothers champion. There's a little slideshow underneath there that he kind of sums it up. You know, I got the camera a little late because it was like during the playoffs when I started snapping stuff. But my buddy was snapping a lot of shots, and he kind of got away with my big crowd shots that I had with everybody out in the room. I'm been calling him; he ain't answered yet. it was a real nice event, man. Everybody was happy. Well, we had a few, you know, it was a few little spots in there where we had some real action because a feud, I think, got started between the Brotherhood and Game Time Philly because of the coaching rule. We don't like that coaching stuff. You know what I mean? In the tournament, you cannot yell out plays and advise your guys, you know, while they're in the heat of battle. You know, you can't do that. And, you know, there was something about, I think, Drama had said something to Della to help him out, and Della ended up beating Juggernaut in a game. But it was a little heated thing right there for a second, but then everybody took a deep breath and, all right, we going to the next tournament. I'll see you next time. You know? That's basically how it ended. You know what I mean? Everybody gave a hug. It's like, I'll see you in the next city. You know what I mean? But it was fun, man.
So who won?
Huh?
Who won your tournament?
Oh, it was
final four.
So many Game Time Philly guys. Game Time Philly. Can we just say Game Time Philly won it? EFL went down the way strong, and you know who came out down there because the The deepest cruise is the one that's going to come out on top. The more the guys stick together, it's like going to battle. How many guys do you get in your beret, and how many do you get in yours? Because if I got more guys than you, we coming out on top. You know? James Don Philly came to my joint like 12 deep.
Yeah, that's nice.
Man, it was 12 deep, Game Time Philly. It was fun, though, man. Those guys, they nice, man. They love the game. But in the system we use, man, those guys never played each other, you know, and not until they had to. And when we got to the Final Four, the only one left standing, it was Game Time Philly versus Boy Blue. Boy Blue jumped on Young Nephew just before that, and I was shocked. This Boy Blue, man, he's something special, man. He got sick. Yeah, he's making wow. Boy Blue's making noise, man. You know, he did win the city. You know, I mean, he's been to church.
Yeah,
and
he's
going deep in these tournaments.
You definitely hear the name. You know, I know is that Philly Rhymes crew or is that Coach K?
Yeah,
is that Philly Rhymes? Is he with Philly Rhymes? Philly Rhymes, right?
SNS.
And he also plays in that other league, right? Definitely know the name. Definitely know the guy's got game.
Yeah, but you know what though? The big comeback, the upset. It was an upset. Steve jumped on Steve from Game Time Philly. He's been away from the game for a while, and he's just now coming back and been labbing real heavy. And he beat Boy Blue to decide, you know, it's like who's going to go to the playoffs because the Final Four was Chicken, Lil Man, and Steve. That's three Game Time Philly versus Boy Blue. So it was like they tossed up a coin and said who's going to knock off Boy Blue. And Steve says, you know what? Steve says, you know what? I got it. He ain't been in a tournament and since the game came out. And he said, you know what? I got him. And he went in there, man, and he locked up on him. And he made this one fantastic catch. I mean, I think Boy Blue had like maybe four or five guys in the end zone. And They Call Me Six just lobbed it up and just came down with it with six dudes around him. And he just, it was a big sigh. It's in the video. You'll catch the video of it. It's in the video. It was hot. But it was hot, though. But that tournament was like that 360 Shark Tank thing, man. It was just like nothing but killers, you know, just all day. Big Game James, Evil Ken, you know what I mean? Nothing but killers all day. Just, all dudes who won cities in Madden Challenge. And who was just placed in players' bowls and things like that. It was a fantastic, you know what I mean? There was a real nail biter game with Russ versus Nephew. Nephew, they went in. Russ could have won the game. He threw a pick on a screen play when he should have just, you know what I mean, just kicked the field goal. He ran a play.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow. Hey, man, I tell you, it is great to hear how well your tournament went, how well attended it went. We also have on the line the host of the other tournament that went on the same day. So we have both tournament directors on. I want to welcome to the show Business First, I think is what we call you now in the community. Guy who runs the lab, is it the Lab Productions? Is that what we call it? LAB Productions?
LAB Productions, man. That's what's up.
LAB Productions. All right. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. What's going on, everybody?
Baby?
What's going on? Yeah, with me, I just came back from grocery shopping, so I'm trying to carry bags and talk on the show and listen now all at one time.
Brother, it's multitasking. That's what I'm talking about. But at least you know what. But he's bringing in the groceries too, because brother got to eat. So that's okay.
definitely.
And we also have with us. Let me welcome him. Hopefully he can speak. Not sure, but I know he's on the line. The co-champion of the LAB Productions tournament, the DC Bama, is on the line. Bama, are you there?
Yeah, what's going on, T?
Welcome to the show, Mr. Champion, co-champion, I guess, right? Co-champion, assistant champ.
The guy that took $600.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, the guy that walked away with 600 bones in his pocket. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, let me just see who else we have on, make sure I'm not missing anybody who would want to comment. I have a 773 caller. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
It's best I have to switch phones.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, all right. That's right. I'm more used to calling on this line. You was calling on some other line that threw me all off, you know?
No, my bad.
No, that's okay. And we also have another 804 caller calling in. 804, let me try it again. Here we go. 804-335, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Yo, what's up, man? This is Manny, also with LAB Productions.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, that's my little brother.
Glad to have you. That's your little brother? Okay.
That's cool.
All right. And let's see here. We also have a 443 number calling into the show. Let me grab him. 443, welcome to the Madden Voice.
What up? It's Titan, the other co-champ for the tournament.
Oh, okay, the guy. Now, okay, I'm glad you called in. Appreciate that. Now, first question I have, since we have all of you guys on, is there was a $1,000 split. It went 600, 400. How did you guys determine the 600, 400 in the split?
We left that up to the final two, because the way our championship battle went was it was like set up like double elimination, and basically in the double elimination, you had to buy back to do the double elimination. So Titan had beat Bama at first and sent him to the buyback round. And Bama had to play the champion of the buyback round, which was Vince at the time. So when Bama beat him, he went back to play Titan, and you had to beat the champion twice. I mean, that's only a privilege they get for going through the whole day without taking a loss. So Bama beats Titan, and at the end of the day, after that, he didn't want to play him again. They had a long trip, so they decided to come up with Bama takes the $600, and he gave Titan the Xbox 360, the customized Xbox 360. So in turn, it evens out, but it was some nice trophies on the line. We had a little crispy replica Super Bowl trophies on the line, and they just flipped coins for the trophy. Whoever got the bigger one won the coin toss.
Okay. I didn't know about the 360. Okay, that makes sense now.
that's why it just evens out. I figured I'd take the 600. I didn't need another 360.
All right, so we have the co-champions on the phone, and, you know, we're all in the sportsmanship and all that good stuff. But, you know, I want somebody to tell me who's better. I don't want to hear, well, you know, no. I want somebody who's better, Titan or Bama. Who's the better baller?
I'd probably say Bam is better.
Hey, I like to answer that question, man. I mean, Titan went through the whole tournament without losing at all. He had a nice game plan going. I mean, it just came down to the wire in that last game. Titan just made mistakes in the first half, but it still ended like 4 points, by 4 points, man. So, I mean, I had to give it to Titan. He more focused.
And one more thing to add to Titan, he knocked out our returning champion early in a kind of a round robin bracket. He knocked out the champion, sent him home with a nasty taste in his mouth.
We also have with us Vince from Chicago, and I know Vince was there at the tournament. And Vince, I heard you were treated really well down there at the tournament.
Yeah, man. Biz, they did it good for me. They gave me a little interview, which kind of messed me up because they gave me some jitters in the first game, but it's all good. And I appreciate it and everything they did.
All right, so, and how did you fare?
Like I said, that first game, I flew card against a guy who didn't even set no audibles. And then luckily, Fed let me hold like $5 to get back in the game for the buybacks. And then that's when I ran off 7 straight and played Bama in the buyback championship. And I was kind of hoping that Bama had beat Titan so I could play Titan in the buybacks and then play Bama. So I would have got a little bit more than 100. And it's all good, though, because they gave me back my entry fee, which is cool.
Okay. Now I just realized we have an uninvited guest in our chat, and we're gonna take care of that. All right. So, Bama, you're the only one that didn't answer when I asked who's better between you and Titan.
I mean, of course, I'm gonna say I feel I'm the best player out there. So, I mean, that's just if you don't feel that you're the best, why even go to a tournament?
Right.
But no disrespect to Titan, though. Titan kicked my ass the first game. So I just had to get him back the second game.
So business first. What's next? What do you got coming next? Are you planning on making this a regular? Was this kind of a one-shot deal, or are you going to be doing regular? What's next?
Our company is, we pride ourselves on throwing video game tournaments in the Virginia Tri-City area. And, I mean, this is just our second one. February 21st, we got an NBA 2K tournament. It's not big, but we're definitely thinking about throwing a bigger tournament at a bigger venue in March. And one last thing, we're making a big presence at Players Ball. I want everybody to know that. We're going to be up there like maybe 5-6 cars deep to promote our big event that we're going to have in right after Players Bowl, either a month after Players Bowl, a few weeks after Players Bowl. But Virginia, we're trying to throw big tournaments down on the Southeast, man. I want the names, I want my locals, I want everybody to come out and see that LAB is for real.
Now, just to make sure I'm clear, you're going to Players Bowl and you're going to promote, but are you guys competing?
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to meet.
All right. I just want to make sure. You said I didn't hear that part of it. Okay, good. Yeah, I mean, that's what we're looking for, you know?
Yeah.
I definitely support everybody. We're going to try to bring our killers up there so we can, our killers can make some names for themselves at Players Bowl for the first in time. A lot of them, the localists, don't even know about Players Bowl. So, I mean, when they see that the people travel down here to see the play Madden, it makes them eager to want to travel up north or further down south to play Madden.
Sounds good. And you know, I want to go back to T-Boy for a second because T-Boy was making some really good points earlier. T-Boy, what do you think? You know, you earlier said how you think the tournament scene is on the rise. You have two tournaments on the same day and both of them do well. Do you think that there's enough momentum to sustain multiple tournaments on the same day?
Well, what I would think in that sense is I believe that if guys don't count on travelers for their events, if you don't count on that for your marketing, if you market your area, and it's guaranteed that it's not going to matter as long as you get your locals. And when you get your local base built, that's when you start doing real stuff with building a community. When you start going out and you bring in new people in your area, that, you know, and then you find out those diamonds in the gym, and then you take them to the Madden Challenge. And you take that crew, you know what I mean, and you develop a crew of guys that from your city to go rep at the Madden Challenges and all that stuff, you know. But you gotta, the main thing for directors is, if as long as you continue to just count on, if guys is going to drive across country and through weather and hail and sleet and snow to get to your event, and if it's bad weather and you ain't getting nobody, you know, that's not what you want to do. You want to work on your local-based people that are close to you in your neighborhood that you know that like to play the game in your surrounding areas and get to know them and you know, be friends with them or whatever, you know, to get them to start patronizing you, teaching them the system and stuff like that. And then that's when you become a successful director. And not only until then, you know, Bobby Storm didn't just start out with guys flying cross country. They had to hear about it, you know. They had to hear about that, you know. They had to hear about that because, man, new tournaments down in Philly, you know, because it's like 100 guys from Philly, you know.
Right.
And then that's why, and then everybody else hear about these big crowds and then now they want to come, you know. So, you got to get your local base, man. And I'm, you know, I'm telling young boy Elijah because I know he's like a sponge. And if real talk, I done did seven tournaments. And from where I started at with just me, Bobby Storm, my wife, Prince Sabi, and Dynasty, and they called me six in a room on a 360 tournament. That's all I had at my first one, you know what I mean, to having 50 and 60 people at my event, and, you know what I mean, and seven of them under my belt with sponsors and everything going the way it's going, it's really looking up. The gameplay is getting better for the next generation, so I'm excited about that. It's getting close to that PlayStation 2 style of gameplay with the 360 graphics. That's what they're trying to mesh together. So that's what's really going to make the tournament thing come back together, you know. But I think, yeah, we can do them on the same day, man. I mean, you know, if you keep your local thing going, it's not going to matter. You don't have to count on 50 guys to drive cross country when you got 50 guys that's only six blocks away, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, have there been any discussions, and hey, if I'm, you know, overstepping, y'all can just tell me, but that's what I do. pardon you guys. You know, Elijah has run a great tournament, certainly connected with all the right people. T-Boy's on the line, chairman of the Madden Federation. The Madden Federation is a sanctioning body where if guys win tournaments, they get ranking points. Pretty clear where I'm going here. You know, what is the, you know, Elijah, are you interested in becoming sanctioned? And if so, T-Boy, what does he need to show you and the rest of the Federation to make it happen?
Well, my opinion as being one of the guys that's down with the point system and the Federation thing, I believe that in order to be a sanctioned event, it needs to be, you need to follow, everybody needs to follow one set of guidelines, just like you don't have in the NFL, everybody is doing their own rules and this and that and being recognized and going to the championship. Everybody's under one governing body, you know, and it's one set of rules that you follow for your event. It's a format that you follow that if that format is done in Virginia as well as in Players Bowl, as in Boston, as in Connecticut, wherever the tournament is, you know the format, and those are all sanctioned events. Now, and those guys play by the point system or whatever system that is put in place, and they earn their way to get those points. You know, I believe that they, I mean, I'm talking about, now there's two different things. There's an online point system, and then there's a live tournament system. And what I'm believing is that the live tournament system needs to be one way. It needs to be one system that everybody is willing to follow. All the commissioners get together and say, all right, look, this is how we're going to run these events for these, I mean, as far as the format, for these guys to qualify for these points. And, you know, and it's the best dudes will come out on top. You know, I mean, you will have guys who are, you know, they're not that good, but they're going to get help from, you know, from being in crews, you know. But it needs to be one system. I mean, you've got it. There's different ways in different cities to become the champ, you know. In my city, you can't buy your way only into one round. You can only buy your way into the qualifying rounds, just like Players Bowl. There's only one way to buy in. And I'm not trying to say that, Elijah, your system is wrong, but I'm just saying that just, you know, that when you do buy-ins or whatever like that, it has to be in one round, whatever round that is you choose. It shouldn't be able to have guys that just have more money than other guys get another chance by paying to get into the playoffs.
One thing about it has nothing to do with money, because, I mean, when I went to KOTC, people played the round robins, and then, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Rod Tournament. It was a banging experience, but we played the round robins, and then people just bought into the playoffs. But the way we run it for the LAV, we thought to make it fair is we played the regular brackets. We broke it down to 8-man brackets, and then we had an Elite 7 or Elite 8, and then they just played their playoff. But every time someone lost, they had the option to buy into the buyback round. They still had to beat people in the buyback round. Then it only came down to the champion and the runner-up that got that option, whether or not I play the champion of the buyback round, and then I get one more shot at that $1,000. And in turn, when they got that shot at that $1,000, they still had to beat the champion twice. So, I mean, I know that we all trying to get on one system, but the way Madden challenges run, people get points for that, and that's no way like any tournament that I've been to. I haven't been to a lot, but I know Madden challenges 2 minutes, and people get a lot of points for that. It's because a lot of people show out. And Rod's tournaments is still nice, and his system seems like it's ran a little bit different. I've been doing my research on it.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to be sanctioned. I would love to be sanctioned. But, I mean, that was my initial goal when I decided to do this with my little brother, is to try to get the big names to come down here and be sanctioned and to get people to win points for winning my tournaments. But if we're all going to be the same, we all should be the same. But not just newcomers have to follow everybody else's suit.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is that everybody should follow. This is what I always told. Me and Bobby talked about it a lot. And he thought as well is that, well, we need to get everybody on the line, and we need to sit down at the round table and get everybody on the same page, just like we all own teams, we own tournaments, you know what I mean? And if we want to have our thing going on the same circuit, they should have the same rules. You should be able to know what the rules is from city to city to city. If you play for the Steelers, you don't go to Arizona, and the rules are different in Arizona than they are in Pittsburgh. You know what I mean? So it should be the same for us. We should all be willing to come together and try to have the same type of ruling system in our tournament circuit.
I think that makes sense. I think what it sounds like. I agree with you. If you're going to have a sanctioning body, then what's the point of having it if there's not consistency? But it sounds like there already isn't consistency. It sounds like, you know, there are multiple tournaments going on, and there are points being currently given out, but there are some subtle differences from tournament to tournament. So what do you do first? Do you get the current? Can you even get, you know, Rod and you and A1, and then, you know, you got the big one, the Madden Challenge. Can you get all these tournaments underneath, you know, to have the same set of rules, the same guidelines, the same setup, and then say, okay, you know, Elijah, if you wanna join us, we now have one set of rules, so it's either follow these rules or we can't have you. Or, as Elijah's suggesting is, well, hey, I'm running a great tournament. I know you guys want some consistency, but you don't have it. So, you know, can I be considered anyway?
Well, I mean, that the final decision is left up to Bobby Storm. Bobby Storm is the one who makes the last decision on anything like that. I'm not the one who makes that decision on who's sanctioned and who's not. Bobby Storm is the one who controls the operation. And I'm just by his side on it. But I work with him hand in hand on the pro work. Whatever he say, you know, that's what I do. You know, to get it, you know, whatever he, you know, says post, I post it. And whatever, you know, he's like, all right, well, what do you think? And and I tell him what I think, and then he makes his own decision. He's Barack Obama at this point, and I'm Biden, right? Now, you know, just like my man said, he's coming six cars deep to Players Ball. You know, I have no idea what you know in store for. But
right,
it's
right,
going
right.
to be a lot of killers, you know.
Right.
But this year's game has everybody hungry because they all believe that they can win, and that's what the game was designed to do because it adjusts. It helps your opponent. You know what I mean? Some people just can't get it, and the game just lets you go. When you continue to do dumb things on the game, it's going to let you get blew out.
T-Boy, I'm not trying to go against the grain. I'm not trying to throw salt in the game. I'm just trying to get an understanding because, like I said, I've been to a couple so far, and that's what T-Boy, I mean, Commish T put it perfect. It's just if it was consistent and points was given out, everybody should be on the same page. And your ideas are great in regards to everybody coming to the table. Like I would love our tournaments to be sanctioned because it makes it seem like we accomplished something, like we came from nowhere, and now we got something to put with LAB. LAB is a Madden Federation sanctioned tournament. That was one of our main goals. So, I mean, whatever it takes, we're that willing to adjust. But
yeah, I feel you. But you know what, though, Elijah? The whole thing starts with the Madden Challenge. Everything that we do, we start with the Madden Challenge. Mike Brown is the commissioner of the EA Madden Challenge, and when those rules are put down, he hands those down, and Bobby gets a look at them, and he says, okay, this is our new ruling system that we're going to use, and everything is always based on that. But we find other glitches in the game, other things that we try to nip in the bud where crews try to get over and, you know, and guys try to get over on this and that. We try to nip all that in the bud. We keep it a playing field, you know, level playing field. Like, there's, for instance, like no huddle or incomplete passes and stuff. You get penalized for that. You know what I mean?
Our rules are based off of everything from NewJerseyBallers.com, HCPGA. I couldn't come up with myself. And I pulled the rules from everybody and put them in one big updated rule system. If you could ask Bama and Titan, we stated all the rules in the beginning and let everybody know we're trying to be an official tournament. And any glitches, the incomplete pass and no huddle, it was actually a negative play. If you get sacked, if you lose yards, you can't do no huddle. I mean, I'm trying to follow the rules to the T, but it's just.
Well,
time constraints I can't run round robins and still be out of my store by like 11, 12 o'clock.
Oh yeah, if you did it a certain way, you would. But that's something that we can always sit down and talk about, and I'll be glad to go over it with you and give you the system and show you how the system works. If you can read about it on my website on the rules.
Hey guys, I'm gonna, and not to cut you off, T, but I'm gonna jump in here real quick. I have a very special guest that we had coming on to the show, and I see that they're on now, and I want to make sure I give enough time. So, guys, don't hang up or anything. Stay on. I have what I think is a special guest. I think you guys will all enjoy it. So make sure you stay on the line. But I'm going to introduce them. By saying nothing and just playing this for everybody to hear.
Whether we are rich or poor, black or white, Latino or Asian, whether we hail from Iowa or New Hampshire, Nevada or South Carolina, we are ready to take this country in a fundamentally new direction. That's what's happening in America right now. Change is what's happening in America. In America.
Most people don't understand, I'm finishing my plan, holding my dreams in my hand, Uncle Paul's sleep cassette been played by Keith Hill. I do it just because, oh, I don't want to be what you were. So I live just as I'm yet, and I'm some poor day, for forever and a day. I never pass away, cause I always get away, and my sin get away. Back, I come, I see 25 M's, I ain't no.
divide nations, even in Iraq. Repatriation for whites and blacks, yellows and golds, even dogs and cats. Since nobody does, I got your back. Whoa, whoa, let's not be lazy. We got more than the gift of life. Cause children are starving, the people are rhyming, the fools rain to rhyme. If that ain't love, if this ain't life.
Do we need an Obama? Set us free. Little and loving, people are struggling, looking for changes in our destiny. No more hustling, no gun busting. Why can't we be all we can be without the army or the military? All we need is you, him, and me. So set us free, it's what we need.
Hey, we've been through a lot, that's why we got it on lock. Temple talk with them, so see what them.
All right, all right. I want to play the whole song, but if you guys want to hear the song, you got to go and buy the album. You got to go buy the record. We have, and I'm proud to say, we have Inna Vibe on the line with us. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hello, Madden Voice. What's going on? This is Inna Vibe. We also here with our, I mean, Mark Shine. I mean, so
Rockstar.
The Rockstar. So what's going on?
Yeah.
Hey, man. Glad to have you guys on the show, man. I went and checked out your website today, innavibe.com, and I'm feeling the song. It's hot. And tell us about the song, because I saw your clip from 106 in Park, and you said, you know, that the motivation wasn't just Obama, even though you focused on Obama, but you had a larger motivation. Tell us about the inspiration for the song.
Well, in terms of the record, the inspiration really just came from ideals. Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, you're clear.
Yeah, it really just talked about our ideals as young men in America growing up as businessmen, trying to make a difference in our communities. I mean, starting with our home countries, our heritage, Haiti and Jamaica. You know what I mean? And we're just basically. The song just fit the moment, and it matched up with what Obama was saying. So then we just, you know what I mean, matched up the ideas, and we pushed it, and it ended up turning out great, man. Basically, you know what I mean, we've been around and trying to push the idea of our nonprofit organization that we're going to be starting, Spread the Love Movement. We have Give Love a Try, which is Mark Shine's organization. He was also on the BT performance with us. Basically, we're just pushing those movements, the idea of unity, peace, you know what I mean, and love.
Oh, man, gotta love it, gotta love it. Unity, peace, and love. Hey, the song is great. Inna Vibe, innavibe.com. What are you, musically speaking, what are your plans? What do you got, you guys? I mean, if we want to, we can go to the website and hear you, and you guys got a nice YouTube video. We can catch the 106 in Park clip. Any tours planned or any type of, you know, we want to catch up with you guys. How do we do that?
Well, we did the Jazz and Blues Festival in Jamaica a few days after we did because we did it on Inauguration Day. We performed a few days after that. We left and we just came back from Jamaica. We did the Jazz and Blues Festival with the Roxy Society and Mark Shine, and pretty much. Doing a lot of festivals. We're going back to Jamaica possibly in March. We're going to Haiti on the 18th to shoot a new video and do some performances out there and some promotion as well. We're also going to be in Miami on the 28th of February doing promotion as well. So pretty much you can look out in iTunes for the record. Everybody cop the song on iTunes, and for the most, you'll be seeing us, you know what I mean, around doing performances in New York City around summertime.
Now, another question comes to mind. Has the president, and I love saying President Obama, I can't say that enough. After saying President Bush for 8 years, it's just nice to say President Obama. But have you gotten any feedback from the president or any of his people yet about the song?
Well, I mean, not as of yet, but you know what I mean? We've been in touch with a lot of people on the ground, just like us, everyday people. And, I mean, that's what's really important. We believe that if we have a group of people enough to scream and the president can hear us and those people at the top in government can hear us, then we'll be able to do away. So we've been really getting a lot of the people, I mean, in the community understand the movement. So, I mean, I see them around the corner, definitely.
Well, I think it's going to happen. I think if you know, the quality of this music and the message that you're delivering, it's only a matter of time that that this happens. It's only a matter of time. Now, you know, we're certainly your connection to us, you know, we have a huge, huge video gaming community, and if you were listening in, we had a lot of the leaders of the community on the line. Do you guys ever do any type of video gaming? And, you know, when you I know you're busy making this great music, but, you know, when you have a free moment to kind of sit back and relax, you ever do any video gaming?
Oh, yeah, we definitely. We do the FIFA. That's really what we do. I mean, coming from two heavy soccer cultures, I mean, we really get into the FIFA. You know what I mean? Mark Schein, you getting into any of those them sports games? I mean, I know you're a football player yourself.
Yeah, well, you know, definitely from Jamaica, we grew up playing football strictly on the fields. But if you're talking about video gaming, I've been, like, locked up in some Wii lately, like, trying to play some golf and all of that crazy stuff.
I hear you.
Yeah, shout out to Radioland, man. Mark Shannon Rockstar is here, and I really enjoy Inner Vibe. We've been doing a lot, and these kids are, like, positive, and I'm happy to be associated with the positiveness because, you know, that's what we grew up, you know, in Jamaica, you know, just checking out Marcus Garvey and his movement, you know, from 1912, and he kind of, like, you know, initiated the whole movement, you know, from Jamaica back to, you know, America back in the time of the, you know, Harlem Renaissance. And we just happen to be alive right now and still, you know, keeping it positive, taking a page out of his book and, you know, meeting up with Inner Vibe is definitely of something positive. And Kobe and Jelani, they're like, I see them, like, you know, on top of the world, you know, just like bringing the youths and, you know, bringing certain consciousness to all the music. I love it.
I hear you. I want to bring on one of my other guests real quick. I have T-Boy on, and T-Boy is certainly one of the guys that I respect a lot in this community because he's always reaching out and trying to help some of the younger generation. And T-Boy, what do you think of the group Inner Vibe? What do you think of the music? I mean, there's so much negative music out there. Wouldn't it be great if we can get music like what these guys are singing onto the Madden soundtrack?
Well, yeah, because, I don't really like a lot of the new young boy stuff that's out. You know, I'm an old school guy. I'm 43, man. I like Dougie Fresh and the, you know what I mean? And you know, I like Bob Marley and stuff like that, you know, but I think I'm really ready for them to, you know, I'm just glad that they're trying to clean it up, you know. The rap songs is cool, you know, but they've just got to keep them. I think they need to be more positive stuff, more, you know, clean it up a little bit, I think, you know. But I would love to have some of the music that this gentleman plays here on the soundtrack, you know, because it's something good that they can, you know, all kinds of good music, you know what I mean? That's one of the ways to get through to our youth, too, is through the music. You know, but if they get that beat that they like, you know, just give them the beat they like and just say something positive. You know, I mean, there's a song out that what was that? That Lil Jon, he made a song, you need to take a bath, take a bath, take a bath. You need to get a, you know what I mean? Brush your teeth, whatever, you know what I mean? They had a song out that said, I was so happy for that song. Drink water, man. Drink water, man. Drink water. Your body needs water, man. You know, I was like, yes. Now, finally, you know, you got it together. You know, you finally sending a message, you know what I mean, to these kids instead of how big your wheels are and how, you know what I mean, how shiny your car, you know what I mean, how many holes you got in the back seat and all that. Yeah, man, I'm later for that, man. That's, you know what I mean, I'm about family, man, you know. And positiveness. That's why I throw a tournament and It's like a family. It's like a fan reunion. I'm hugging everybody. Hey, get a plate. Get something to eat, boy. You know,
right.
You know, but that's what it's about, man. That's with me. You know, that's my satisfaction to get out of it. You know, if I break even, now I think I still got paid because I made new friends and everything was good. You know. You know,
yeah,
those
right,
who couldn't make it, you know, they couldn't make it, but my blessings go out to them, and hopefully they'll make it another time. And we'll all,
you know,
if I'm going to go out to other tournaments and make sure I give them guys some hugs and, you know what I mean?
Right.
Let them know what's happening. Hey, what's happening, y'all? Because, y'all, I'm glad you're here. You know, because we, you know.
Thank you very much, man. We're so happy to be here and share the time with you guys, man, on, I mean, Blog Talk Radio. I mean,
thank you very much.
Listen, you know what I mean? What it is it stemmed from just how we were raised. You know what I mean? The teachings of Marcus Garvey, the reiteration of those teachings through the voices of Bob Marley, which is one of our big inspirations as well. I mean, my partner, he came from Haiti, which is a country that, you know what I mean, they show violence a lot on the television. I mean, but there's a positive side, and we're trying to enrich and bring out the positive side in Haiti. You know what I mean? Through the SpreadTheLoveMovement.com and through, you know what I mean, GiveLoveATry.org. I mean, these companies, and we're trying to just shed that light onto the world, you know what I mean, starting from the origination of, you know what I mean?
Because after everything, we, like, all, after all, we all won, man. Everybody's won. We won people. So we spread the unity out, and we spread the message to our music. And, it's all about positivity, man. Positivity.
I was just saying, man, it's just great to, you know, to have you guys on and for, you know, all our listeners out there to really, you know, we're trying to bring a variety of different things to the show, to the community, and everything that we're trying to promote and present is just positive, whether it's, you know, talking about the Madden scene and how we can improve the tournament scene and the gameplay for everybody, or bringing on guests like In A Vibe, who's, you know, seems to have a nice soulful spiritual sound, talking about unity, peace, and love. I mean, we're just trying to make it positive. There's so much negative going on out there. You know, you don't have to look hard to get negative, but positive is hard to find.
Release some stress playing some Madden, playing some FIFA, playing some Wii. Release some stress and listen to the Inner Vibe at the same time. Let that be your stress soundtrack. Stress with people soundtrack. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that sounds great.
You know what I mean? Listen to some, you know what I mean? Some Rocks of Society, some Mark Shine, you know what I mean? And it's a good feeling, man. Thanks for having us, though, definitely. You know what I mean? We're really happy to be here.
Commissioner. Yeah. Yes, sir.
At my tournament, the vibe was so. Everybody was so feeling it. We put on a little rap show. Jersey Joe, Young Nephew, me, and my man Rod put on a rap show. I mean, Rod busted a rhyme at the tournament. I mean, it was so much fun. It was awesome.
Hey, you know, these guys are doing a lot of traveling out to, you know, Haiti and Jamaica, but, you know, maybe we'll figure out a way to try to keep in touch, and maybe possibly we can get them to come to one of the big tournaments and do a song for us.
Hey, we'd love it.
Yeah, we could possibly work something like that out. You know what I mean? We'll be back in only 10 days, so, you know what I mean?
Okay.
We're not leaving for a few weeks, so we'll be working it out, you know what I mean? You talk to Will Tech, and we'll definitely go forward and do something like that, man. That'd be cool. Reach out. Spread the love.
Hey, man. That sounds great. Hey, I don't want to keep you guys. I know you guys are really busy and stuff, and I appreciate it. We appreciate it on the Madden Voice. Appreciate you guys taking the time. Everybody check out the song What We Need. It's on iTunes right now. Check it out. Go to innervibe.com. Read up on the group. I mean, they're doing something positive. The music is great. And we want to be their voice, you know, their megaphone so that everybody can hear what they're singing. And who knows, man, we want to get Obama to hear this song and pick up the phone and go, hey, guys, we want you to come down to the White House. This song is great.
That'd be tough.
All right. Bye. Guys, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Good luck, and we'll definitely keep in touch and see if we can get you guys in one of the tournaments.
Yes, thanks a lot, man. I mean, passe to all the Haitian people out there. Thank you very much, man. Easy.
Big up, my Jamaica.
All right. Thanks. Take care. All right, everybody. That was Innovod coming in. That was our musical guest for the night. I can't promise that I'll have one every week. I cannot promise you that. But we were able to, through some contacts and making a couple of phone calls, and one guy know this guy and this guy know that guy, and the next thing you know, we were able to get them on the show. And check out the song. Our song's hot. What We Need. It's on iTunes. You can check it out there. You can go to their website, innovide.com, and learn a lot about them. Great group doing something positive. We got another caller to the show, 774 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, how's it going? Z-Files here.
Z-Files, welcome to the show.
Great thing about technology, I already got What We Need on my iPod.
Oh, there you go.
That's a hot
right.
song, yeah.
That's all right. See, I got to send them guys. I'm gonna have to send them guys a little note and say, the Madden Voice. Where's that? We should get a 0.1% override on any sales made in the next. No, I'm just kidding. All right, we got about 20 minutes left on the show. This is the Madden Voice, the number one Madden show on the internet right now. 347-838-9525. Feel free to call in and talk about anything. Let's see. I think we still have the DC Bama on the line, co-champion of the LAV Productions Tournament. Bama, you still there?
Yeah, I'm there.
All right. We still have Coach K, the man, the myth, the legend, is still on the line. Coach K, you still there?
I'm right here.
All right. We have Convince, not to be confused with Convict. Convince. Still on the line, our boy from Chicago. Vince, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Of course, we know T-Boy is in the house.
Yours truly.
All right. We've got Elijah, a.k.a. Business First, Chairman, CEO, President of LAB Productions. You still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
And I didn't catch the little brother's name, so going to have to remind me what the little brother's name is, but he's on the line, little brother.
Manny. That's me.
Manny, okay.
Yeah.
Manny's a little brother, and he's on the line. And I believe we still have Titan is kind of how we refer to him, co-champion of the LAB Productions Tournament. You still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
And last but not least, the newest caller tonight, Z Farrells, is on the line. Z Farrells, you still with us?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Now, let me take this in a completely different direction for a minute. We would be remiss with all of these great football minds. We would be remiss if we didn't at least spend a few minutes talking about the Super Bowl, as it only comes once a year and arguably the biggest sporting event of the year, arguably. I don't care who goes first, but, summary for everyone who didn't see it, and I'm sure there's not many that didn't see it, Steelers 27, Cardinals 23, Santonio Holmes, MVP, makes a great catch with 35 seconds left. Steelers get number 6. Big Ben gets number 2. Mike Tomlin, as a head coach, gets his first one in only his second year as a head coach. And Kurt Warner is denied, but certainly played pretty well. Any thoughts on the big game?
Pittsburgh pocket. This is the second year they had all these phantom calls where they went to the Super Bowl. I don't know if a lot of people saw the Seattle-Pittsburgh Super Bowl with the phantom offensive pass interference. We have phantom calls again. I think some of the referees are just diehard Pittsburgh fans and they don't want to tell nobody. That's just my opinion. But all in all, it was a good game. I loved it. I enjoyed the part that set the phantom calls for the Super Bowl.
Hey, T,
and that was.
You probably get this reference better than a lot of us. Remember back in the day there was a ref in WWF called Danny Davis, the one that used to be corrupt.
Yeah.
Yep. I heard on the sports radio station around here they said that
We thought that Danny Davis was the referee of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's funny.
I think after this game, we can write, after this game, we can say hands down, Fitz is the best receiver in the league. No question about it. And I just feel bad for him because he was so good.
I got a Madden thing to kind of bring into it. Basically, one thing I didn't understand is, okay, on the James Harrison interception, you got you have Kurt Warner, and you have the best receiver, arguably the hottest receiver in the game, Larry Fitzgerald. You have four attempts to get into the end zone, and you cannot take a sack, and you don't want what happened to pick to the house. So basically, I don't understand why they don't throw the fade to Fitzgerald there on, you know, first and second down.
Well,
that way they know
that.
They're not going to get a sack.
I can answer that. I mean, and you got to remember, here's the difference between Madden and real football. I mean, you know, Madden is a computer game. You don't think that everybody on the Steelers defense doesn't know that once they get inside the five, that Fitz is a target for the fade for him to go up? I mean,
yeah, later in the game, they threw it to Fitzgerald on the fade, and it didn't matter. He still went up and caught it. So I don't understand how that's the situation.
Well, we will never know. My question would be a broader question of what took them so long to get the ball to him. We will never know what would have happened had they started trying to get him the ball early. I can only assume that when they stuck Polamalu on him, that kind of thing, because, you know, Polamalu's a safety. You know, he plays over the top. He's a great safety. But Polamalu was manning up on Fitzgerald, and I can only imagine that must have threw their, you know, kind of a wrinkle. I don't think they anticipated that, and it took them a while to figure out how they were going to respond to that. Now, once they did, Fitz started making plays. What I want to know is what would have happened had they just went at that straight up early on, would have won that battle early on in the game. That's something.
I just think if Kurt Warner doesn't throw that pick at the end of the half, they won the ball game easily.
Agree.
Yeah, that pick was huge.
And I think they should also raise Fitzgerald's speed to like a 95 on Madden.
Yeah.
He got back on the team now. He got back.
Because he burned safeties that were like 20 yards deep.
All due respect to Fitzgerald, too. I mean, he did his thing. But Santonio Holmes, he deserved that MVP because without him being on the field in that fourth quarter, Pittsburgh wouldn't have did what they did. Hines Ward don't have the speed that Santonio brings. And that catch at the end was amazing. I was just dogging him when he dropped the wide-open one in the back of the end zone. I was like, oh, man, he's a bum. And then he turns around and makes that spectacular catch. That was great. I mean,
well,
it's going to be remembered for
you. Realize, though, before you doubt Hines Ward, it's Hines Ward's presence that makes that possible. You know, Hines
That's
Ward
true.
Is a weapon. You know,
and
so you got to focus on. What's that?
He was battling through an injury too. You know, just being out there was tough for him.
Yeah, I mean, Santonio Holmes made a great catch, and he deserved to be an MVP in my opinion. He was going to be him or Ben as the MVP in my opinion. But if Arizona wins that game, then you have the same issue. It's either Warner or Fitzgerald as an MVP. You know, if Arizona wins that game, but I mean, it was a great catch. You know, I saw Big Ben on I think it was Letterman, and he said when he threw it, he thought it was going to be picked. He thought he made a mistake. You know, when he threw that pass, and you know, Santonio made a great catch.
Yeah, that was like the curl out on Madden.
I mean, it was a great catch. You know, I saw Big Ben on Letterman.
We have a Skype caller. I can hear me in the background. Skype caller, welcome to the Madden Voice.
When he threw that pass, and you know,
right,
Santonio caller,
made a great. Last chance. You're on Skype. Speak up. All right. Well, we lost them. All right. Any thoughts on the commercials? Anybody have a favorite, or was anybody disappointed, or does anybody even care about the commercials?
Big disappointment, man. It wasn't as good as last year's, but the Super Bowl turned out to be better than the last Super Bowl, so I'm happy. But I like that E-Trade one with the two babies, man. When they put the black baby on there, he was singing.
You think this game was better than last year's game?
Man, I liked it, man. It had a lot of excitement. I didn't expect the excitement that it had in it, because the Steelers was in it. I thought it was going to be another defensive struggle. But a lot of big plays by the receivers on the field. So, I mean, I liked it.
Last year's Super Bowl was a big fourth quarter. Outside of that, I mean, you don't remember anything else that happened in the first quarter. I was watching on America's Game, and they was talking about last year's Super Bowl. And I watched the whole Super Bowl, and I remember half of the stuff that happened in the first half compared to the fourth quarter of last year's Super Bowl.
Well, I will submit to you that in a year's time, you'll remember three plays of this game. You'll remember, you know, you might remember Harrison's interception, Fitz's touchdown where he surprised us all with his speed, and Santonio Holmes' catch. I mean, I think that's every Super Bowl. There's only going to be a few plays that you remember. But I think what was missing from this Super Bowl that we had last year, I mean – You had a huge story last year with the Patriots going for 19-0, and that was a huge story. And then the Giants are on an incredible run, having knocked off everybody who was supposed to be good, including giving the Patriots everything they can handle. I mean, I just think the hype was just – and then the game was a good game. I mean, it was a battle all the way through. I don't know if I think this was a great Super Bowl. I was surprised, but I think, you know, when you're talking about a Cardinal team that really flew underneath the radar most of the year, maybe got a little hot in the playoffs. I think a lot of people thought that the Steelers were just going to run away with this game. And I don't know that you had the same – I'd be interested in the ratings, because I would bet you that the ratings are going to show that it wasn't – you know, it didn't really get the same following as last year's game got.
Yeah, I heard the ratings today. Arizona was only the ninth biggest market for the game. It just was rough. I mean, Pittsburgh was obviously number one because they had the team in the game. But Arizona made it to number nine, which is just rough considering, I mean, they couldn't really sell it the first playoff game. They barely sold out. I mean, your team's in the biggest game. You don't tune in, you know. Just kills me to see that, you know. New York City, one thing that made the game great last year is New York City is the greatest city in the world, biggest, you know, just the best city. And when a team like that wins a Super Bowl, it just draws so many more people because there's so many people in that city. Not to mention
I think
Giants, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there's something to be said. The New York market's a huge media market, so and the Boston media market isn't a small one. So, I mean, that's two pretty good-sized media markets, so that certainly helps. All right, guys, we got about 7 minutes. Any final thoughts from anybody on the line?
Yeah, I wanted to say thanks to the guys that the EFL guys for showing the support and making their way down here. I know it was kind of a tough decision for y'all picking between Harrisburg and LAB Tony, but I appreciate it. I appreciate everything. And also T-Boy and on the site, the guy with the hoodie, the EFL hoodie, that's me. As business, and I can get you a replica hoodie if you want, but I know it's hot.
Yeah, it was hot. This is me. You was actually talking to T, not T Boy. I know everybody confuses T Boy and Commish T, but yeah, I was told later that was you. I saw the EAFL logo on that jacket, and I was like, oh, that's nice. I like that. You know, I like seeing the logo pop up in places like that I didn't expect. You know. I saw Bama holding up a lab, you know, LAB shirt, you know, holding it up over his EAFL shirt. But then I see you with the jacket. I'm like, okay, that's all right. All right. Any other thoughts, everybody?
Yeah, just want to say also thanks to the EAFL. You talk a lot tonight about positivity. And just I really have noticed that you don't really allow any negativity and the community kind of policing itself. Just from having some content out on the web, I've seen just a lot of people hate on it for no reason, just write ignorant things, and I like how that all kind of gets fanned out on your site just because people know better, and they see good examples from other players and stuff like that. So I like the guy who was talking about just making a universal set of rules and sticking with it, but I think the man community kind of needs a good influence, and you see on the TV shows, some of the guys kind of have funky attitudes, and I know they make them talk trash just to make it a good TV show, but we can kind of get all that out and just remember why we play the game for fun. And I think you guys kind of have that in your mission, and I really like that you give it a good forum, and it's a safe place to voice your ideas that you're not going to just get creamed on by people just saying, oh, no, that's stupid, that's unrealistic. But you give us a chance to have our ideas grow and kind of let us voice our own opinions, and I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. We try. We'll appreciate that. We try. We do what we can. All right, any other thoughts, guys?
I just want to say to LAB for hosting that great tournament.
All I wanted to say was congratulations, man, for having a good turnout. Thank goodness that the game is getting exciting again, that everybody wants to come out and prove their skills, you know, because everybody is back interested again. And that's what's up. So hopefully we all going to be able to get on the same page and we'll be able to work together and coordinate these events so we all can support each other like a real good community should do. All support each other. And we coordinate a tour where we go to city to city to city so we all can go to each other's tournaments, you know, get to hang with each other like a family reunion every month. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, me too, man. I just got into playing Madden and getting serious about tournaments, but I would like to go to travel to different tournaments in different cities, man. I wish I could have went to Rise Tournament in New Jersey with my brother, but I couldn't. I had training for work. I just got a new job, but I just want to go to different tournaments, man. And I thank you, Commish, for having this positive talk show about Madden and other positive things in the community, man. We need more positive things going on to influence the younger crowd, because it's so much negativity in this nation that it's so easy for the younger crowd to follow. So, I mean, I just thank you for having this positive talk show, man. And I want to travel to another tournament, so somebody have one in another city soon, man. I like the game. I like Madden as well as everybody else. I don't know if I'm that good, but, you know, I just like playing competition and seeing other people out there play.
February 28th, Hackensack, New Jersey. And before that is Ohio.
Ohio is the 21st, correct, I believe?
Right, the 22nd. That's on a Sunday.
22nd, okay.
Yeah.
And we'll have more on all of those coming up on our follow-up shows. Thank you, everybody, for the kind words. We're just trying to do our part. There's enough here in the community where if everybody just does a little bit, then we'll get a lot done. So we're just trying to do our part. But let me go down the list, and hopefully I don't forget anybody. I want to thank Bama for calling in. I know he's a busy guy, and appreciate him taking some time to call in. Coach K, as always, everything you do for the league, I appreciate personally, and appreciate your support. Vince, my brother from another mother, I appreciate everything you do, traveling,
no
repping
problem.
The league. Thanks for calling in. T-Boy, what can I say? T-Boy is the chairman, you know, the elder statesman, and I love anybody who calls in this show that's older than me, so keep calling in, brother. I love it. Elijah and Manny, president and vice president, chairman and CEO, well, whatever the appropriate titles, LAB Productions, keep holding it down. Titan from the EAFL, well, split the pot with Bam. Appreciate you calling in. Now I know what you look like, so now I know when I see you, I know who you are. Cause I saw the picture there with all that cash. And last but not least, Z Farrell's calling in. Appreciate all you guys calling in. I want to thank you for your time. And as we wind down the show tonight, I just want a couple things I want to say. I do want to thank you, Coach K, for reminding me. I want to thank Chris from Operation Sports for calling in and spending so much time with us tonight. We really appreciate it. I also want to thank In a Vibe for calling in. Catch out what we need on iTunes. Excuse me, check it out. I want to, check out this song. I really appreciate them calling in. So appreciate everybody. I want to say that I was going to make an announcement on the EAFL's upcoming tournament. Not quite ready to make it yet, but the tournament
is still on. It's going to be real soon, too, so stay tuned for the message boards. We might do a special show just to announce our tournament that's coming up. I'm just not quite ready to do it, but it's coming up. It's going to come soon, and it's going to be hot. I think you guys are going to like it. For those of you who don't know our history, when we started the league, we did tournaments way back in the day, so we're not new to this. So remember to join the EAFL, because that's where all feuds are settled on the field.